on Daf Ayin Dalet Aleph Beit. Just go back to the last lines in the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. We have Shita Shmuel. Shita Shmuel on what makes a mavoi is if you have one kotzer on one side, and the other side of the house can be the other side of the alley can just be a house flush to the kotzer. Now Vav Shita is you need two chatzeros, and each chatzer has to have two houses. Rabbi Elazar asked Shmuel straight out a question from the plain meaning of our Mishnah, which seemed to be mashma that you need two chatzeros and you need two houses. And since Shmuel himself says that we never go away from the meaning in the Mishnah, the lashon of the Mishnah, it was a kasha on Shmuel, and he was ishtik. He was quiet when he heard this kasha. So the Gemara asked, Kablamine or lo kablamine? He was quiet, but did he change his shita to Rav or not? So we have a case now, which basically we'll see from it, if he changed his mind or not. Tashma, tahu mavo, dahabik, daribe avud beni, this person avud beni, he was there, vi avud le lechia, vishar le Shmuel. It seems to have been the case like Shmuel said, we'll see it's going to be a little differently, and Shmuel permitted it, meaning we see, and it was obviously after the Maisa of Rabbi Elazar, that the Shmuel muttered, he didn't accept the Kasha. After Rev Anan came after Shmuel died, Shadia, and he threw it down. He broke down the Lechi. He was not happy with it. Amos, so Avot said to him, Mavo de Darana Bay, Fiatina Mishmeid de Marshmul, Nati Vrevana Varav, Nashtre, Nishtadimen. He came and he said, the Mavoi that I dwell in, and I made it according to Rev Shmuel, the Lechi. Now comes Rev Anan Varav, and he just throws it down from us. He says, how could it be? So what do you see from this case? That since he set it up under the auspice of Shmuel, Shmamina, lo kiblamina, he didn't accept, meaning this was a good lechi, it was valid, that it was a good mavoi that we could matter with a lechi. Now remember, mattering something with a lechi or a kara, it's a very flimsy heter over here, that we only made this heter with a mavoi. So only when something has dimensions of a mavoi can we use a set. Anything less than that is probably going to be like a chatzin. You need something much more to batter it. Rashi, after Revanan, Liacha, unless you Shmuel, when Shmuel died, Shadia, Hapila Lechi, took it down. So Avot complained, Nashli, man, he threw it down from us. Yashli Chenumi, man, he took down our Lechi. Umishum de lo avi be'el a bayit v'chatzah, also le'kavav. Because it didn't happen except for a house and a chatzah, he ushered upon us like Rav. And Avud said, we hold like Shmuel. Shmamina, Shmuel never accepted it. And we ended up saying, no. Liolam, really? Emelacha, Kibla. That Shmuel really accepted. And we have to change the case at all. Kibla mine. Vahachar, chazanahu dahavi achim nahala bebeite diate bait bebeit kanishta. There was a case of a chazan, that's the shamish of the shul. He would eat his bread in his house, and he would come and sleep in the Beit Knesset. And I have to set up the case like this. Rashi sets it up, and the other Mephoshim, the Rishonim, explained it up thoroughly. Cases like this. Really, Avos had another man in his chatzah with him. It wasn't just the pure case of Shmuel, that you had two chatzeros and one chatzah and one house flush. Rather, he had a neighbor in it. On the other side of the alley was the Beit Knesset, and with the Beit Knesset there was a chatzah with another house. In the Beit Knesset there was a man, a person who ate in his own house, outside the whole area over here, but he slept every night in his in the Beit Knesset. Is that called having two people living in the chatzah, that you have two houses now in a chatzah since he's living there, or not? Or is it just one? And once we establish that there's only one person there, Shmuel doesn't need two, he just needs one. But so really, Avos has a neighbor in his chatzah over there, there's two on the other side. They connect it with another house, and the guy doesn't eat there, he only sleeps there. Avot bar ihi savra makum pitakarin. He says, wherever you eat is that's considered where you live. Meaning this guy over here, the chazan, did not eat in his house. He ate outside. He ate in his house and then he came and slept in the Beit Knesset. O Shmuel l'tayim eid yom makum linagarim. But really Shmuel is l'shitaso, and it only matters where you sleep. And it seems to have been that this Shamish stopped sleeping in the shul. So let's explain what happened over here. We had the chater, two people on one side, Avos and his neighbor. So that's a bona fide chater with two houses. On the other side, you had a Beit Knesset and another house in a chater. According to Avos, that since where you eat makes your dwelling place, that's where you live. So he looked at the other side of the Mavoy. What was it? Who cares if the Shamish is sleeping in the Beit Knesset? He doesn't eat there. So it's one house. So now, when Shmuel died and the Chazan, the Shamish, stopped sleeping there, it made no difference. Because according to him, it only matters when you eat there. And since when the Shamish was then he was eating there, Shmuel still put up the... he wasn't eating there. He put up the lechi. It made no difference if the Shamash was there or not. And you only need one house. And that's what he held Shmuel's shita was. But it's not so. Shmuel's shita is what is koveya, the dira of a person. It's where he sleeps and not where he eats. So this Shamash, one Shmuel was alive and he was sleeping in the shul. You have a classic case of two people on one side, Abus and his neighbor on one side, in the chatzah, two houses in one chatzah. On the other side, you had a house, and the Beit Knesset, with someone living in the Beit Knesset. That's two people living in one chatzah. Now that he died, and Vivana knew that this was Shmuel Shita, that you don't have two people living on the other side, because the Shamish moved out of the shul, he took down the lechi. Let's see, Rashi explains. Hahu chazana havi. There was this Shamish. Vahu mivor dahachi shari le Shmuel. It was in this alleyway that permitted Shmuel. The chazana havi achil nehema bebeite. He would eat his bread in his house. It had nothing to do with this alley at all. Shari le makamach in another place. Viate bayit bebeit kinesht. And he'd come and he'd sleep. He'd make his house in the Beit Knesset. Tahavi petuach lahom mivor. It was open to the alley. Pahashte kishad yirevana lo havi chazana bayit bahu beit kinesht. And now that Revana came and broke down the lechi was because this shamish doesn't sleep anymore in the Beit Knesset. Avos bari he suffer. He held the shmul lav mishum chazana shari. It wasn't because the guy was sleeping there or not is the reason why Shmuel permitted it. The Malcolm Pitakarim, because he holds that where you eat is where it's going to cause. So it makes no difference if this guy was sleeping there or not. And Shmuel's Shita was that he never changed, and he holds one house is fine. And he didn't eat in the Beit Knesset. So it's a classical case of Shmuel. One house, it's all you need. And this Rav Hanan came and chucked it down, not like Shita's Shmuel, but like Shita's Rav. And therefore, Shmuel did not accept the question from Rav Eliezer. But Shmuel l'taimei, this is really Shmuel l'shitaso. Abus was wrong. Rav Anna knew that Shmuel held on Daf Ayin Gimel. Amad Aleph, t'yomei makum linagarm. It's not where you eat which makes your main residence, it's where you sleep. T'havilu shtei chateros, and therefore you have a classic case of shtei chateros, and Shmuel agrees with Rav. And that's the sugya over here. So we have a few interesting things in the sugya. One, we saw that Shmuel went back on his ruling. That was clear. Two, we found this interesting machloket that we had earlier. We had a machloket earlier between Rav and Shmuel on what is the main, what makes a person's dwelling place? Where he eats or where he sleeps? And we see from our Gemara, Shmuel holds where he sleeps. Rav holds where you eat. We see from our Gemara that Shmuel now agrees with Rav. You need two houses and two chatzeros. But you have enough community between them on what makes a house. It's where you eat or where you sleep. We paskin like Rav over here. halacha like Vav b'Yisurim, Shmuel b'Dinim, Yisurim is Shabbos. We paskin what makes the ikar dira of a house where you eat. So if you're eating in one place and sleeping in another place, the chotzer that you're eating in is the chotzer where you have to be mishtatev with the Eruv, and if you don't, you're ushered on them. Next in Maskana, in the Shulchan Aruch, oh yes, the makom where you eat, which really leads to another problem. There's another more common shaila that comes up with eating and sleeping, and that's where do you light Shabbos candles? Right, a person's sleeping at home, but they're going out to eat. They're mechutins, or they're going out to friends over there. Where should you light the candles? And what do we say over there? Anybody know the answer? What one should do? They're not eating at home. They're eating somewhere else, but they're going to be sleeping at home. Where do you light candles?
Where you're sleeping.
Seems like a steer to our sukkah. Our sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, that's the makom that you're eating, makes your ikar dira. And yet over there with Hadlaka Nerot, it seems the opposite. So, the Emes, Shmish Bakil Kosa, deals with this question over here. Why over there, he doesn't ask the question directly, but you have to understand why is Hadlaka Nerot different. Over here we have a straight out Gemara that says ikar dira, a person, is where they eat. And he brings down an interesting spore. He says, really, there's three reasons why we light candles. There's Kavod Shabbos, Onig Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis. Kavod Shabbos and Onig Shabbos, he says, that's where you eat. That's why you need it. Shalom Bayis, the Ikar Tam, is where you sleep. So you have, in Hadlaka Nero, different reasons why, the three different reasons why we do it, and there'll be an afkamina on where you should light it. So he says very nicely, he says in the footnote. He says that when a person goes to eat at another person's house, stama they lit. They're going to a Shabbos meal. There's candles lit in there that took care of the covered Shabbos and the onig Shabbos. They're going to eat with light on. But when the person comes back home, they're going to have a problem with the onig Shabbos. Therefore, one's got a light in there. Sorry, the Shalom Bayis. One's got a light home for the Shalom Bayis. The Ramah brings the Tanoi, though, that when you go out to eat, make sure your candles are long enough that when you come back, you have hana from the candles that you lit, or before you go to eat, you come home first after shul to see the lights. That's a litchatchila what you have to do. Okay, next sugya. Klal in the Gemara, just because dafim are short doesn't mean they're easier and it goes quicker. Over here, it doesn't have to be like that. The truth is, the sugya is very straightforward, and in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that there's a lot of details in the sugya that the Rishonim have to take care of. We'll just mention the detail outside and not go through these humongous Tosfot, which are really covering all the details. And it's basically living in a chotzer or mavoy with goyim. Okay? Thank God in Eretz Yisrael we have like no concept of these bayot, but I've lived before in an apartment building, and goyim live in the apartment building. I mean, you live in Chutzlartz, you have this problem often with living, even though we started the parak with this, this is dealing with a specific case over here. And the Tosfot's going to go in on how many goyim are living there, and all the different details. There's a lot of details. One who lives in the apartment building, either he's by himself, or there's other with all goyim or other Jews over there, it gets a little complicated, and one should, of course, ask what they should do, if they should do schirot from the goyim, meaning renting their place in their building in order to make the proper Erev, or in some cases, like our case over here, you cannot make an Erev at all. The Chazal ushered making an Erev in the Chatzah, and you cannot transfer from within your house and even into the hallway or into the common area of the chatzar. Okay, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav. I did in the name of Rav. Mavoy shetzidu echad ovid kechavim. On one side was goyim, shetzidu echad. On the other side was Yisrael. Now these Yisraelim, there's one. Right, this picture on the Gemara is a little funny, but in our picture books, we have a very clear picture. It also expresses Rashi. Picture 241. Okay? We'll just show the picture outside. You have the Mavoy over here, one Koyusha house, and again, this is the plain meaning of the Sugya. The Tosfot goes into many Goyim living over there. One Mavoy, Then there's the chotzer, and then you have a Jewish house. Now the Jewish house has inside people living in it that don't have access to the chotzer, but they have a window going from their house to the other person's house. So really there's only one house on the Jewish side that has an entrance to the chotzer, which has an entrance to the mavoi. But there are other Jews living on the inner side, have their own entrances outside of the house, but there's a window between the two of them. That's the case that we're going to be dealing with. So Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Mavoi Shetzidu Echad Over Tzachavi, Vetzidu Echad Yisrael, Ein Ma'arvim Oto Derech Cholonot. The Jew is by himself, going into the Chotzer, he is not joined with the other Jews through the Cholonot, La'atiro Derech Pesachim L'Mavoi. To mater him into the Derek Pesachim, into the Mavoi. Meaning, we look at it as one Jewish house, one Goyish house, we don't starif the other Jewish houses to him. Stama, there's two Goyim living over there, and this would be, Lechora, the initial reason would be, because in order to mater a Mavoi, you have to have two Chatzeros, which are two houses in it. And the problem with the Jewish house is, since that he's the only one who has the entrance to the Chatzer, we don't allow the other houses to be mitzvah for them to make more than one house. That what's going to be the Havamina, it's not going to be the Maskana. Rashi. Tzidu echad nachay, tzidu echad Yisrael, l'mavoy b'neim, and the mavoy is between them. Ein marvim derek cholonot lahati derek tzachim l'mavoy. We don't allow it over here. He has no reshut to put up a lechi or kor in order to be able to go in and out of the mavoy. In yesh beta Yisrael, Eitzel Beito Shel Yisrael. If there's other houses next to this house, Zeh Petucha L'Rishus Harabim, and they have their opening to the house on the other side, in the Rishus Harabim. V'lo L'Mavoy, but not to the Mavoy, V'chol Anot B'neim. But they are attached, and they have windows between them. We'll see the next parak is called Cholon, which is going to talk about when you have an opening between two houses. Ein Marvim Zeim Zeh. You don't make an Eruv Zeh, the Zeh Derech Cholon Oteim. We don't make the air between them, meaning we don't say the other houses make an air with the outer house. Lahotzi kelim lamavoy derech pischo shel zeh, to be able to bring out your kelim in the mavoy through the opening of this one. Shepetuk lamavoy. The time of poish lekamen, and we're going to see the time in a minute. Okay, that's straight out. We don't allow you to make an air over here. Omalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye asks his Rebbe. Your case was when there's a mavoy between the Goyish chatzer and the Jewish chatzer. What about, and that's going to be shituf mavoy, to make a lechi or a korah. What about in the case where we uproot the mavoy, that's picture 242, you have a Goyish house, the chatzer, the Jewish house, and then you have the inner houses that are connected to a chalon with the Jewish house. How about that case? Is there any reason to say that the two cases are different? And let's make a Eruv in this Chatzer just because it's a Goy there. Is it the same din or not? Should there be any reason to make the din differently? So that was a biased question to Rav. Even in the Chatzer, should there be any reason to now to mati the Chatzer? It should be the same din where, just like Rav ushered the Mavoy, he should also usher the Chatzer. Omelei. In, it's the same thing. The lo omer, and if not, my havimina. What should be the havimina to distinguish between the chatzer and the mavoy? Just like Rav ushered the mavoy, he should usher the chatzer for the same reason. Bashi. Omer Rav, a few chatzer, even a chatzer. Yisrael and Acharei Darim Bath. They live in the same chatzer, in the same scenario. Obey the Yisrael, Eitzel Beito Shel Yisrael Zeh. And there's other houses that are attached to this Yisrael's house. Petucha l'Rishus Rav, and they have their opening to Rishus Rav, not into the Chatzer. For lo b'Chatzer. She also liarv derech cholanot lahotzi kleyam derech beito shel zeh l'Chatzer. La'achi necher cholanot. She'ein derech b'nei adam l'sot tzachim gidolim b'ay l'bay. The reason why we have cholanot over here is normally when you attach, you don't make bigger openings than just a window. Is it the same din? And Rav Yosef says, sure, why not? If you don't say also b'chatzer, might you take a title to listen to a mavoy? If we answered with a mavoy, what were you thinking that a chatzer should be any different? And Abai explains what he thinks the difference should be. There is a difference between a mavoi and a chatzer. Taima, this is now Abai speaking. He's going to bring the reasoning of Rav, why it should be usher in the first scenario, why we can't mater the mavoi, and we'll see that that reason only works for mavoi, but not a chatzer. And then we're going to go away from it. So what's the hava mina that you'd have that a chatzer should be different, that maybe you can make the proper tikkun in the chatzer that you can't in the mavoi? Time of the Rav, this is the Abai speaking. What's the reasoning of Rav? Mishum de kasava ein mavoi nita belechi v'kara achiu batim v'chatzeros v'sukim l'tocho. That the reason for the mavoi, we have a special din of a mavoi. You need two houses with two chatzeros. You don't have that din with the chatzer over here. So the reason why we asur over here is why, in the first case, because it's only considered one house of a Jew that's opened up into it. So that's why Rav asur it. Oh, but we have a different question. Let's deal with the side question. If the whole reasoning of this din, that if the Jew is living on the other side of a mavoi with a goy, is because it doesn't reach the minimal requirements of a mavoi, then why do we need the quickness case? It's obvious that Rav's going to hold this. And that's the question of the Gemara. Tarti, Lamali. Why do I need both cases? If the reasoning of this case is because Einam Avanita, Belechi Bekor, Hashiyu Bati, Bechateros, Psukum Utocho, we know that already from Rav. Tarti, Lamali. Vashi. Bati, Bechateros, Betuchim, Utocho, Vahach, Echad, Echatzer. It's only one Chatzer. Who? The Psichalei, the Dirat Nachri, Lav, Shemei, Dira. Vachite, Metarti. And we're going to say, Lamali, Hayomer, Rav, Leil, Einam Avanita. So why do you need two cases for? So Abai is going to explain. You need both cases. You need the case where Rav said on the daf before that ein mavo nita belechi v'karachu bati v'chetzer v'pesukim l'toko, and you need the additional chiddush of our case over here of the Jew and the goy living together. Lamali sricha. We need both cases. There's a chiddush to each one, and that's why Rav had to bring both cases. Otherwise, we wouldn't have to bring both cases. Imahi, if you had only there. There is always not the case that we're dealing with over there, where it says bati v'chatzeros pesukim l'tam. You need bati v'chatzeros pesukim l'toko. Have a mean that you say over there works, but over here not. Have a mean over here during over chachavim shemei dira. You might think that over here, if we only had over there that original statement of Bible, we didn't say over here that it's usher. I might have thought that a dira of a goy is called a dira, and therefore it's a good alleyway. Let's say there's two goyish houses over there in that chatzer, and the Jew has his chatzer. I would think that the only reason why it's over here is there's only one Jew, and it's not two Jewish houses in the chatzer. But it's not Ovi Mutter, and a goyish living place is called a goyish living place. Kamash Mulan, we need our case over here to let us know the Dirat Ovid Kachavim Lo Shemei Dira. It's letting you know that he doesn't count to Matur Amavoy. Rashi. Havamina Shemei Dira. Lahai milta, kamash malan, it's not so. Tosfot brings down, we know this already. Tosfot Rovia, Afa Gav, Diome, Bereish Pirkan, the first thing we put down in the first Mishnah, basically. De Kuliyama, Lo Shemei Dira. He doesn't count as a Dira to make a Mavoy or a Chakter. De Kuliyama, there's no question over there. And Hacha, over here, we're thinking maybe Lahaka, Lahatim, Mavoy. Over there, we're talking about a Chakter. Over here is a Mavoy. Maybe Lahaka, the Mavoy, Lahakshiv, Kip. Kibati v'chatzeros, just to consider it, house and chatzeros, pesuk l'toko, omesh, shemei dira, kamash mulan, no. So we need to write over here, because you have a havamin, if you didn't say specifically over here, that one side of the street is a goyish house, if we didn't write that, you might think that it's called, a goyish house is called a dira, kamash mulan. V'imahacha, and if we only wrote our case here, that a Jew is on one side, and a goy is on the other side, and we can't matter it, and we didn't bring the original din of Rav that you need batim v'chatzeros in it. Eimahach, if it's only over here, have a mina lo yadana batim kama. If we didn't have both this case and that case, all it said over here was two chatzeros, but we didn't know how many houses have to be in it. So we'd have a mina. We don't know how many houses. Kamash milan, we have the first din of Rav, batim train, two houses. Oh, it's a very nice. So we need both cases over here. But, hashta, tiyomir rav. Oh, so this only works with mavoi. Both these reasonings are din in mavoi. So when Abaya asked this question, that what's the din with Rav in a chatzir, and Rav Yosef said, it should be the same din, there should be no reason why. Abaya says, no, it shouldn't be the same din. We see a difference, that maybe the only reason for Rav, the whole reasoning of Rav why he matters, is this is din of the mavoi. And we happen to need both cases, because you wouldn't know one without the other. But it's specific only for a mavoi, but a chatzir maybe not. And from the fact that Rav Yosef said, no, Rav also matters in a chatzir, you know what it means? It means that the reasoning we just brought down for a mavoi, we didn't need a different reason. We need a different reason. That the whole reason is because of a mavoi, that only works with a mavoi. But now, hashtag, yomi Rav, a filo chatzir, that Rav also says, even a chatzir, one Jewish house, and the goyish house under the chatzir, you can't make an error from it. The time of the Rav has to be something else. The time of the Rav has to be something. There has to be a new reasoning over here. Because the first reasoning was only for a mavoi. And that would be a mavoi, yes, chatzir, no. But we know that Rav holds the same thing with a mavoi and a chatzir. The time of the Rav is a different reasoning now. And this is the real reason. I mean, we're not saying that the other reason wasn't a not proper reason. But it doesn't cover the whole case over here. Time of the Rav, Kai Sov, his Rav holds he holds a din that we do not, when a singular yid is living with goyim, either in a mavoi or opening up into a mavoi, opening up into a chatzir, we don't allow him to make an eruv. Let's see Rashi. Hakatinin ima hakavimina batim lo yidana kama kolomer. Imaha, if I only had the case with the goys on one side, have a mina the hibe chatzelos shemina. We only know there's two chatzelos over here. I'm shemina minay. The betarti sagi. Midenechet sido echa at obin kachavim. Hatavayu, there's two tatavayu. Israel, I'm sorry. That's why it's sorry. Aval batim, it made no mention of how many houses are there. Lo yadana kama lakol chatzer. Kamash malan, batim v'chatzelos, stam batim shenayim, stam chatzelos, shtayim. That's why we need the first case. Over here, the reason is we forbade them to make any tikkun. Asla sot ledor yachid b'makom over kachavim. If there's one Jew living in a mavoi or in a chotzer with Jews, we don't allow to make any tikkun. He's not allowed to use the area. Shelo yilman lemaisav. We don't want on the Jewish guy's day of rest that he has more time to relax to be able to use the common ground, and he's going to learn from their Maisav over there. Lefichach, lo yevo. He can't do it. Te lo yimo. The other Jews that are with him on the inner part cannot join with him to be it. Because we're afraid the other guys don't have an entrance into the chatz of the mavoi. Only this one does. So we're not going to be mitzvah if these other Jews with him. Shelo yishtamish yimo. We don't allow the others to be mishtamish with him, but mavoi. Kedesh yachid. He's a yachid now. And now with a Jewish person, I guess this is maybe even today, he's a yachid v'yira mina ovid kachavim. He's owned by himself. The other ones cannot use that mavoi chatzir, the other Jews on the inner part, and he'll be afraid to go out there. Shelo yir again ovieti. He won't go out because he's afraid the goy will kill him, because he's all by himself. The other people certainly can't go out there. We also him also, you won't learn from them, and he'll be afraid to go out. He might kill him. Now that Rav Yosef heard from Abaya that the reasoning, the reason for it is a different reason. It's because of we don't allow him, and therefore you need the din with the mavoi and the chatzir. It's not the din because you need two houses. It's because chazal did not want a yachid living with goyim. Rav Yosef heard this. Omer Rav Yosef, ihachi. Oh, if this is the pshat, ha'enu shemini milei levav tavla. I once heard from Rabbi Tavla. The Omer, he said in this sugya, Ovid kachavim, trey zimna. He mentioned it twice. V'lo yadana mayamar. I didn't know what he meant over here. Now that you said that it's the same din, it's the same lumdus from a mavoi to a chatzir, I know what Rav meant. When Rabbi Tavla said, Ovid kachavim twice in this din, I understood now that it wasn't just a pashta thing that it's the same din from the mavoi to the chatzin, you don't need it because the reasoning is just with the ma'amah. The reason is because it's just what you just mentioned that it's also chatzah. Sorry, I didn't explain that video. Let's just see Rashi. The Shemana Leila with Tavla Diome Baham Milta Tavav. I would say maybe Tavla said in that matter of Rav, where the goy is on one side, over Kachavim Trey Zimni. He once mentioned goyim twice. V'lo Yitadamai, come on. I didn't know what he meant. Hashta Vade Meforce the Milta Tavav. Now I understand what was being explained in Rav. Havi Mavo Yitzido Echar over Kachavim, Eima Arvinato Kulo, Bishum Diyatsla, so it's Yachid b'makom over kagavim lashanach echad mavoi v'chad chatzir. It was, I didn't understand. Hashtavadim before Shino to Devav. He was making the point that the goy on one side that you cannot be ma'arvin or tokulo, any of them, mishum diyasal sot yachid b'makom over kagavim lashanach echad l'mavoi v'chad l'chatzir. There was two dinim going on over here. Only at the end now did Vav understand what Rabbi Tavla meant over kagavim. We'll stick with the lashanach here. In Rashi, one was for the din of the chatzah, one was for the din of the mavoi.